Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino is considering resigning after clashing with Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Today marks 1 year since the assassination attempt on then-candidate Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, that left a man in the crowd dead. The president announced on social media there'll be 30% tariffs on goods from the European Union and Mexico beginning August 1st, citing fentanyl from Mexico and a trade deficit with Europe. And the recovery operations continue from the deadly flooding in central Texas. This is ABC News. It was 40 years ago today that benefit concerts were staged simultaneously in London and Philadelphia. Live Aid had the goal of raising money to fight famine in Ethiopia. Rick Springfield performed that day in Philadelphia and tells ABC.
I mean, there'd been benefits before, but it was the first international one. Everybody was aware of it, the massive news coverage. And, you know, it was the biggest one, basically still the biggest one of all the benefits.
Ford is setting a record, but not the good kind, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finds Ford issued more recalls in the first half of this year than the next five car manufacturers combined. Ford has issued 89 recalls so far. That accounts for a full year record for a single automaker. That title was previously held by General Motors in 2014 with 77 recalls.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend so far. Yesterday, we were outside for a bit, and my daughter turned to me and said, "Dad, it is stinky out here." She was, of course, referring to the wildfire smoke, that wildfire smoke blowing into the upper Midwest from Canada, where there are ongoing wildfires, and the particulates high enough in the atmosphere that an air quality alert remains in effect until noon on Monday. So with those fine particulates, those who may be sensitive to those will want to spend more time inside or, of course, be careful not to overexert. Today, a few clouds will pass overhead from time to time. Otherwise, a hazy, smoky-looking sunshine. Highs around 83. Not really that humid today with a west-southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. A good summer day overall, with exception of that wildfire smoke. Thicker from time to time. Tonight, mostly clear with some haze and smoke dropping to 62, and Monday will be a sunny day, hazy though, sunshine from time to time with that smoke lingering. Highs around 88, more humid, especially later in the day as dew points climb into the mid to upper 60s. Monday night, mostly clear and humid, 66, and then Tuesday will be mostly sunny, quite warm and humid. Temperatures making a run at 90 degrees in the afternoon. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day on Tuesday. Tuesday night though, into Wednesday as we watch a hefty cold front approach from the northwest. Showers and thunderstorms will develop and become more widespread. So Wednesday, that's when rain is more likely for southwest Wisconsin with highs around 84 degrees. Could be a quick half inch or even an inch of rain with some of the thunderstorms that develop and pass through. Thursday, still feeling humid with showers, perhaps a couple of thunderstorms too, especially in the early part of the day. Highs around 77, so definitely feeling cooler in the wake of that front. And Friday right now, trending sunny, a few clouds at times, a comfortable day starting in the mid-50s and highs around 79 degrees. In total, over the next 5 to 7 days, 1 to maybe 2 inches of rain is possible depending, of course, on development of storms. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and hazy because of the wildfire smoke, and we have a temperature of 62 degrees after a morning low of 55. Yesterday's high was 82, and we received 8/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1936 is 106 degrees with a record low of 44 that was set back in 1964. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 64. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:41 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:34. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.10 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Sunday, July 13th. Good morning for WRCO News. Sitting in for Bo Hinrichs, I'm Tim Thede. Wildfire smoke from Canada has made for bad air quality over parts of the upper Midwest. Most of Minnesota had unhealthy air quality yesterday. That is according to a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency map, and parts of Montana, North Dakota, and Wisconsin were also dealing with the same. The smoke strikes at a time when people want to be outdoors enjoying summer pastimes. A Minnesota resort owner says he had few guests and no boats at his dock. And in Arizona and Colorado, wildfires continue to burn in and near the Grand Canyon and Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Parks. And that air quality alert continues until noon on Monday for the entire WRCO listening area. And that's due to the wildfire smoke from Canada. Those sensitive to fine particles in the air should take precautions. Tony Evers says it will still be a couple weeks before he announces whether he'll run for re-election. During a stop in Seymour on Thursday, Wisconsin's two-term Democratic governor says he's still making personal considerations.
I've been doing this for 30-some years, and I've run for office counting state superintendent. That's 1, 2, 3 times, 3 4-year terms there, 2 here, that's 5. That's a lot of time.
The primary election is still 13 months away, but two Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Milwaukee area businessman Bill Berrien, are already running. Tuition will rise for students in the University of Wisconsin system. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Minookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
This was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. It'll begin in the fall. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The University of Northern Iowa is offering an in-state tuition to Wisconsin students as it tries to attract more students. UNI President Mark Nuke estimates up to 300 out-of-state graduates will take a job in Iowa each year.
So that's less than $30,000 per employee. They're each leaving us $10,000 in tuition for 4 years and $10,000 in room and board. While they're being educated, they will leave $54 million in the Iowa economy every single year.
UNI's Cedar Falls campus is about 150 miles from the Wisconsin border. The in-state tuition rates also apply to residents of Minnesota and Illinois. Businesses in the Wisconsin Dells say they're not having an issue getting overseas employees despite a crackdown on immigration. The Wisconsin State Journal reports businesses in Lake Delton and the Dells are getting more than enough workers to come to Wisconsin via J-1 visas, which allow people to work for a limited time in the country. Those workers have traditionally filled the gaps in staffing at resorts and attractions. Soybean growers in three Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board districts have through August 15th to vote for candidates for three open seats in the 2025 election. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting ballots. Three of the seven districts that make up the board have an open seat this year, and each one has one nominee. David Justman of Platteville in District 3, which covers Adams, Crawford, Grant, Juneau, La Crosse, Monroe, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties. Jonathan Gibbs of Fox Lake in District 4, which covers Columbia, Dodge, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette, Washera, and Winnebago counties. And Patrick M. Mululi of Clinton in District 5, which covers Dane, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, and Rock counties. DATCAP is mailing ballots to eligible soybean growers. If you have not received a ballot by July 25th and are an eligible grower, contact the Market Orders Program at DATCP, marketorders@wisconsin.gov, to request a ballot. Completed ballots must be signed and sent to WIDATCP, Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911. Ballots must be postmarked on or before August 15th. Unsigned ballots will not be counted. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is still accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program through July 15th. The grant program provides financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities for the public. Managers of public and private shooting ranges that meet public access requirements or individuals interested in building a new shooting range are encouraged to apply. Ideal ranges are located near highly populated areas and offer educational programming for the public related to hunting and shooting sports. Ranges operating as a for-profit business are not eligible for funding. The grant program is administered as a reimbursement grant for incurred expenses. All new construction must be compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. New this year, before submitting a completed application, all applicants are required to contact Sarah Brenner, DNR Shooting Range Grant Program Manager, at sarah.brenner@wisconsin.gov or by calling 715-894-8666 or Brett Johannan, DNR Public Shooting Range Manager, at brett.johannan@wisconsin.gov or by calling 608-772-4928. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Farm Progress Days in Richland County 23 years ago, 2002, on the Greenheck and Schmidt Farms. Now things have changed since two decades ago. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the files uploaded, 60 years of Wisconsin Farm Progress Days. It was a PDF that was used. Richland is celebrating a rich tradition of family history this summer in the dates July 11th through the 13th, 2002, with the Farm Progress Days hosted by the Greenheck and Schmidt Farms near Lone Rock. The Greenhecks, Albert and Ann, farm with their son Greg and 220 head of registered Holstein cows. 120 are milking, 100 are replacement heifers. Their cropland consists of 200 acres of soybeans, 250 acres of alfalfa, 150 acres of corn, and 100 acres of canning crops. The Schmidt family, Randy, with his family, his parents, they milk 470 freestall barn, double 10 parallel milking parlors, milking the cows five times every 2 days, harvesting alfalfa as hay, silage, along with their field mowing conditioners, balers, rakes, choppers, and even the bale handlers. Other machines to be demonstrated at these Farm Progress Days will be a bale processor, a bunk facer, a bale wrapper, a silage bagging machine, bunker filling, and TMRs, both vertical and horizontal. Now it's just a month since the Schmidt family has hosted June Dairy Days in Richland County for 2025. How things have changed over these two decades. From Farm Progress Days, it's now called Technology Days. 2025 will be held at the Clinton Farms, State Highway 22, near what would be Bear Creek, Wisconsin. It's midway between Stevens Point and Green Bay if you're looking for a location. At that farm, they have 750-cow dairy operation and are in a fourth generation of farming. The Clinton Farms hosted the 25th anniversary of what was the old Wisconsin Farm Progress Days in 1978, and they were the very first Wisconsin Farm Technology Days that started the year after Richland County hosted in 2003. That was the year that the Green, Heck, and Schmidt families hosted Richland County in 2002, the last Farm Progress Days. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering pioneer homes built in Richland County by Mrs. Cyrus D. Turner.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Friday's winner of $50 each in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle were Ron Cullen of Boscobel with ticket number 0780 and Ben Gald of Richland Center with ticket number 0887. And yesterday's winners of $100 each in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle were Dave Combs of Waupun with ticket number 0652 and Layla Biba of Muscadet with ticket number 0443. WRCL News time is 8:18. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B, oak and hickory, charcoal briquettes, plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Sunday, July 13th. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 tomorrow at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood, Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vossetag Funeral Home in Lafarge today from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona, died July 2nd. Graveside services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of the service at 1. The family suggests memorials in Fuzzy's name be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. John W. Pop, 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ on Thursday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of your choice. John W. Pop, age 79. Dennis Schoberl, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow the burial. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Tuesday from 4 until 7. Dennis Schoberl, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
And we have quite a few birthday and anniversary wishes on this Sunday, July 13th. First of all, happy 19th birthday to Brandon Meese. That's from Mom, Dad, Mallory, Olivia, and Elizabeth. Happy birthday from Schmidt Woodland Hills. First of all, going out to one of the residents, Tom Egge. He has a birthday today. And a couple staff members have a birthday, including Emily Headings and Morgan Dobbs. Happy birthday wishes go out to Brandon Meese from the Sacred Heart Parish. Happy birthday to Kelly Coppernall and Julie Prouty. That comes from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday wishes go out to Deb Hansel. That's from Jay and Linda. Enjoy your special day. Little Willow Birthday Club would like to wish a happy birthday to Kelly Coppernall, Sarah Dilly, Julie Prouty, Marcy Pauls, Steve Fuller, and Sue Grassman. Happy birthday to Nikki Young. That comes from Mom and Terry. Richland Center United Methodist Church would like to wish a happy birthday to Olivia Gokenauer. Happy birthday to Nikki Young. That comes from Mom and Terry. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Alliance Club would like to wish a happy birthday to Madison Hackle, Jadana Linz, Brandon Meese, and Gina Thomas. And happy birthday wishes from the Richland Center Lions goes out to Jesse Murray, Mark Wachter, Aaron Unbehown, Morgan Dobbs, Logan Turgeson, Emily Smith, and Olivia Gokenauer. Also, happy anniversary wishes go out to Ian and Kelly Wilson. And today's birthdays and anniversaries have been sponsored by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
There was Home Talent League baseball action yesterday evening, and that featured Sauk Prairie hosting Black Earth, and Sauk Prairie beat Black Earth by a score of 2-1. Games going on today in Home Talent League action include Ashton at Cross Plains, Muscadet at Schulzburg-Benton, Dodgeville at Hollandale, Verona is going to be hosting Arena, Argyle hosting Wyota, and Ridgeway hosting Blanchardville. Belleville will be at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, Reedsburg will be at Casanova, and Wanakee at Middleton. Also, Cottage Grove is hosting Sun Prairie, and the Dells will be playing at home against DeForest. Caleb Durbin hit an RBI single with one in the ninth inning to cap a three-run rally and give Milwaukee a 6-5 victory over the Washington Nationals. It was the Brewers' sixth consecutive victory. Before Durbin's game-winning hit, Andrew Vaughn had a two-run double to right center to make it 5-5. Grant Anderson pitched the ninth to get the win. Rookie Brady House had his first two career homers for the Nationals, including a two-run shot in the eighth that put Washington up 4-3. Dale and Lyle also homered for the Nationals. Kyle Finnegan took the loss for the Nats. Today is the final game before the All-Star break, and the Brewers will be going for the sweep against the Nationals. You can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 1:10, with the pregame starting at around 12:35. Other games going on in the majors today include, or actually scores from yesterday, I should say, In the majors include the Cubs beating the Yankees 5-2, the Mariners defeated the Tigers 15-7, the Twins beat the Pirates 12-4, it was the Braves over the Cardinals 7-6, the Dodgers got by the Giants by a score of 2-1, the Marlins shut out the Orioles 6-0, the Red Sox also shut out the Rays 1-0, the Mets beat the Royals 3-1, it was the Reds over the Rockies 4-3, the Guardians defeated the White Sox 6-2. The Astros beat the Rangers 5-4. The Padres over the Phillies 5-4. Angels beat the Diamondbacks 10-5. And also the Athletics beat the Blue Jays 4-3. The addition of Milwaukee Brewers rookie phenom pitcher Jacob Mizrowski to the National League All-Star team drew mixed reactions around Major League Baseball. Some players and fans quickly took to social media to express their frustrations over a player with only 5 starts in the majors being added to the NL roster instead of other players who have put up a good, if not better, numbers during the first half of the season. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, who will be managing the NL squad, said squad on Tuesday in Atlanta is on the opposite end of the spectrum. Minnesota Twins All-Star center fielder Byron Buxton hit for the cycle yesterday against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Buxton had a single in the first, a triple in the second, and a double in the third. After singling again in the fifth, he had one more opportunity in the seventh. Buxton crushed a 427-foot solo homer off Pirates reliever Andrew Heaney with 2 outs. That brought the crowd to its feet, many of which had received a Buxton bobblehead giveaway at the game. The cycle was the first at Target Field since the ballpark opened in 2010, and it was the first cycle by a Twins player since Jorge Polanco had one in 2019. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Thank you.
praise your name. I will praise your name and extol you. I will praise your name. I will praise your name. I will praise your name as I behold you. I will magnify. I will glorify.
trying to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your
No!
your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be your name.